Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and what a show we have for you today. Again, 2 hours with Jimmy and Tim. It'll be open forum both hours, so these are always very, very popular hours when we have either Jimmy Akin or Tim Staples on. When you put them both together, well, that should be a great show. So you better, if you want to dial now, 888-318-7884. I won't be giving out that number too much because we've got some fundraising to do this hour, but I'll give it out again, 888-318-7884. That's the number to call this hour if you'd like to talk with Jimmy Akin about anything. If you got a question, especially maybe you got a question about the Catholic faith, you got a question about Jesus or the Bible or religion, morality, or anything else, 888-318-7884. Now I will move to the other work of the day. We got to raise some funds this hour and next hour. We are in the middle day of our 3-day pledge drive. These drives make it possible for us to be funded for the next 3 months, so we won't come to you again until November to ask you for your support. This is often a difficult stretch, you know, starting in August and going forward in order to be fully funded, so we need your help, and we've got some matches available for you. Jimmy Akin, thanks for being with us. You want to tell them about the matches?
Yeah, sure. So the primary match we have going on is a $15,000 matching challenge for this hour. We have donors who have generously put up that money. As Chris Check explained yesterday, we don't get the money until we meet the challenge.
I'm so sorry about that. Just before we went on the air, $5,000 more matching dollars came in. We have $20,000 for this.
$20,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
A gentleman who said he's doing real well in the oil and gas business this year, and he gave us an extra $5,000 for this hour.
Oh, well, good for him. Thank you very much. And that means we need your help even more because we need to be able to make those challenges. And so please do give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We currently have 11 of our Catholic Answers employees standing by waiting to take your call. So you'll get through quickly and easily. We don't have any of the lines full. So it's wide open for you right now, 888-291-8000. You can also give online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, which is a website that we've set up to make giving easy. It will work with your phone. It will work with your iPad. It will work with your computer. It will work with whatever device you're connecting with, and you can make your donation in just seconds. It also works any time of the day or night and from anywhere in the world. So if you're listening on the podcast or watching later on YouTube, or if you're in another part of the world, if you're not in North America, so the toll-free number isn't available, you can still support the program by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is that number. As Jimmy said, a whole bunch of our colleagues ready to take your calls and all the lines open. So if you're thinking, you know, this is something you'd like to do early in the hour right now as we begin is the perfect time because that will leave them available to take other calls later when things get busy. So if you wouldn't mind picking up the phone right now, making that call and giving us your support, we would greatly appreciate it. And there's a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour, 888-291-8000. I am going to go ahead, Jimmy. You look like you want to say something.
Well, I was just also going to say calling early will also keep you and me from freaking out because if we look
true.
At if we look at the calls and see nobody's on the line and it stays that way for half of the show like it did yesterday,
it
induces a little bit of anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah, because we actually do have to pay the bills. And I'll tell you what, if you need just a little more incentive, I'll put it to you this way, and maybe this will settle the issue for you. But you turn around that radio dial, that television dial, there's a lot of things that are damaging to people. Very sexualized content, very angry content. Where can people go to find a breath of fresh air? That is a Holy Spirit breath of fresh air. The good news about Jesus Christ, the fullness of the good news about Jesus Christ. There doesn't have to be thousands and thousands of channels doing that, but we got to be there on the dial to provide that for people. So help us to keep providing that on the dial all around the country, all around the world. Visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com to make your pledge or make that call. 888-291-8000. As I said, however, we only take part of the hour do this fundraising. So I'm going to let Jimmy answer some questions and give you a chance to dial that phone. 888-291-8000. We'll go to Oregon. We'll start with Casey in Oregon, listening on Catholic.com. We're glad you're here, Casey. Thank you very much for getting us started today. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hello. So ever since Roe versus Wade, I've heard some people say, how can God be pro-life if he allowed babies to be killed during Noah's flood and allowed David's baby to die as punishment? How can he be pro-life in those situations like that?
Well, it seems to me that there are a number of things that one can say in response to this. First one is God makes it clear that he is in favor of human life because he created it. He also put in place things to protect it. One of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not kill. And so God makes it abundantly clear that he is in favor of human life. He does not want it to, he does not want innocent human life to be taken. And there's nothing more innocent than an unborn child in the womb. Now, in the case of particular incidents, you mentioned babies or other people dying in the flood, or David's child who died after he was born. Neither one of those deal with the case of an unborn baby. Those are both the case of children that have been born. And it's true that people do sometimes die young, but and that can be understood different ways. These days, theologically speaking, it's generally understood that God does not actively cause the death of people, that instead he may allow someone to die, but he does not deliberately cause it. And so if your grandmother dies, let's say she has cancer and she dies, it doesn't mean God gave your grandmother cancer in order to kill her. Okay, God may have allowed your grandmother to get cancer and that led to her death, but he's not actively causing it. What we see in Scripture, therefore, especially in the Old Testament, is a way of talking about God that as a way of underscoring his providence, it speaks as if he's directly causing all things, but that's not actually the case. That's a literary device to show that God does have power over everything, and nothing would happen if he didn't allow it to happen, but it doesn't literally mean that he causes everything to happen. Furthermore, even when he does allow someone to die, whether at an old age or a young age, that really is insignificant in terms of their overall life, because death is not the end. And so if someone dies at an early age, they still have an infinite number of years in front of them because they will be resurrected. They will, and if they've died in God's friendship, they will have an eternity of joy with God. And so even if our individual lives are short, we still have an infinite gift of life that's in front of us in the future. And St. Paul says that that infinite life of the future is going to be so so good that the sufferings of this life, including having an early death, would not be worth comparing with the weight of glory that God has in store for us. So you look at all that from a from an ultimate perspective, and God really loves us. He not only creates us, he gives us an infinite quantity of life, and therefore you can't the opportunity for an infinite quantity of joy with him for eternity, and you really can't look at that and say, oh, God isn't pro-life.
Casey, I'm going to say thanks very, very much for that. I've got to do a little bit more fundraising. Encourage folks to take this opportunity. Right now we have 13 lines open, ready to take your calls. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. That means any amount you give from $1 to $20,000 is matched dollar-for-dollar 100%. If you start a new monthly pledge, whether that's a $10 monthly pledge, a $20 monthly pledge, it will be matched again by a separate donor. So that's an exciting one. This is an opportunity, especially as we have not yet used up the $20,000 that we have available in the primary match this hour. It's an opportunity basically to have your money tripled when it comes to us. And that's exactly how it works. These donors do not give us the money unless we raise the funds. And when they do give us it, it triples your a pledge right now of any new monthly pledge. 888 888- 291-8000, 888-291-8000. The lines are not busy. It would be great if they could become a little more busy. If you've been thinking about giving, maybe you haven't been thinking about giving, but right now it's on your heart to say, yeah, this is the kind of thing that I'd like to support. And if you have the means to, we could really use your help. We've been starting slow each hour this pledge drive. We're starting slow again this hour. Great time to call. 888-291-8000.
And if you're able to donate at a level of $10 or more a month, that'll make you a member of our Society 315 Giving Club. You'll receive a special welcome box that contains a T-shirt and a magnet and a bumper sticker and things like that. Also, we have additional thank you gifts that we'd like to send you if you're able to support us at higher levels. If you're able to give $20 or more a month or make a one-time donation of $200, we have two books that we'd like to send you. One of them is Tim Staples' book, Behold Your Mother, which is all about Mary and Marian doctrines. It shows you the basis for the different Marian doctrines in the Bible and the church fathers and in church teaching. It answers objections to Marian teaching. And you know how many questions we get about the Virgin Mary and the church's teachings on her right here on the show. Well, this book is a one-stop shop that's designed to answer all of those questions and more. So you know you want to get that. Also, we have a book that I wrote. It's called The Bible is a Catholic Book, and it explains where the Bible came from, how it was written, who wrote it, what we know about it, and its role in the life of the church. So that's another thing you definitely want to get. You know, the Bible is the inspired word of God, and the better we understand it, the better off we are as Christians. So you can get both The Bible is a Catholic Book and Behold Your Mother for $20 or more a month. If you're able to give at $45 or more a month, then we'd like to give you a brand new book. You can also get this for a one-time donation of $500. It's a book by Trent Horn called Devil's Advocate, Facing My Inner Anti-Catholic. In it, Trent confronts himself with hard objections and then shows you how to deal with those difficult objections so that you'll be prepared in talking with other people to be able to answer their hard objections to the faith. Because, you know, there's a lot of hostility towards the Christian faith and the Catholic faith today. Society is not friendly towards the church, and being prepared to be able to answer those objections is something that will help you and help the people you encounter. If you're able to donate more than that, if you're able to donate $84 a month or make a one-time gift of $1,000, you'll be a member of our President's Club, and that entitles you to everything we publish during the course of a year. All the magazines, all the books, all the booklets, all the audio sets, all the DVDs, all the things. And you know you want all the things. So if you can afford $84 a month, which lots of people can, then call up, make a pledge, and you'll be part of the President's Club. Finally, if you're able to donate $417 a month or make a one-time gift of $5,000, that will put you in our Founders Circle, which is our most exclusive giving club. And among other things, that will entitle you to attend our annual Founders Circle retreat, where we brief our Founders Circle on what's going on in the ministry. We ask for their feedback. We ask for their ideas, what's going well, what they think could be improved. We really want to involve our donors in the life of the ministry and in the work of the ministry. And one way of doing that is by joining the Founders Circle. Now, yesterday, I mentioned that I know, making some of these larger donations, which we will need, you can need a little bit of time to think about it. You can need to check your bank account or check your portfolio or talk with your spouse. But you've had a day to do that now. And so please do give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
I'm going to go back to the phones because we do have a day job to do, and that is answering questions about the Catholic faith. That's what we do here, and it turns out that provides all kinds of wonderful conversations and lots of opportunities to share the good news with people, some who have heard it in its fullness and have a particular question, some who are brand new to even thinking about Jesus and his church. That's what makes this show such a joy. So back to the phones we go, and I believe we're going back to Oregon. Peter in Oregon, watching on YouTube. You are next, Peter. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, thanks. Love the show, and welcome back, Si.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hey, so my question is, in theory, could a venial sin be considered a mortal sin by the church? For instance, could the magisterium or the Pope say, starting tomorrow, swearing is now a mortal sin? I'll hang up and listen to the answer.
Well, the church has already, you know, had discernment over the vast, over the kinds of sins that people commit. I mean, the church has been thinking about this issue for the last 2,000 years, and it's not going to suddenly decide that something that's intrinsically venial is actually mortal. Now, all of the sins that violate the Ten Commandments in principle can be mortal if there is sufficient gravity. Like a particular example that's often cited is stealing. If, you know, stealing a tiny amount of money from a millionaire doesn't do grave damage to the millionaire, and so it lacks the grave matter that's needed for mortal sin. But stealing a large sum of money from a poor person can do grave damage to the poor person, and so it can be a mortal sin to do that. In the case of swearing, well, that is a term that has a lot of different meanings. It can mean, you know, misusing God's name. It can mean just using words that are not culturally approved, you know, like body function words and so forth. And there are different levels of gravity to that. You know, using a word that is not culturally approved of, let's say for a body function, well, that's not the same in gravity as misusing God's name. And so, so not everything that is going to be called swearing is going to be mortally sinful just because not everything is going to have sufficient gravity for it to count as mortal sin. But the church is interested in accurately weighing and reflecting the gravity of sins and warning people when something is grave, but it's not going to suddenly turn around and declare something to be grave that was not previously grave. It's not going to, this is not arbitrary, in other words. And so you don't have to worry about venial sins suddenly being declared mortal tomorrow.
And I'm going to leave that there. Again, because Peter, because we are in the midst of our fundraising, but thank you very, very much for that question. Lots and lots of questions to come, but let's take a couple minutes to ask you again to support this program. Catholic Answers Live, more than 20 years of service now in answering questions about the Catholic faith. Many, many people who have come to overcome an obstacle or maybe came to a new insight that helped them in the faith. That's the work we'd like to continue to do. We need your support to be able to do it. And the one thing about this program is we produce it here in Southern California and provide it free to anyone who wants to use it in their broadcast anywhere around the world. We certainly have a wonderful partnership with EWTN, who makes it available on their stations. But you know, if you've got a website in Patagonia and you want to put it on there, you can put it on there, and that's because our donors make that possible. They pay for this to be produced and to be distributed, whether it's via Facebook or YouTube or TikTok or our own websites or our apps or through radio stations. However it gets out there because you make it possible, and now we need your help. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Every pledge this hour is matched up to $20,000, and there's a whole bunch of that $20,000 left. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000, and or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And one thing we talked about at least briefly yesterday is the biblical theology of giving, because the Bible has stuff to say about the principles of giving in order to support God's work. It actually has a lot more to say than people realize about that subject. But one of the places that you want to look if you want to understand this subject is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. In 2 Corinthians, Paul is in the process of taking up a collection to be able to support the church in Jerusalem. And so he's talking to the Corinthians and making arrangements for them to help give towards this collection. And he says, remember this. So this is an important point. He wants them to remember it. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And this is in the context of giving. So by sowing sparingly, he means not really being generous, you know, just keeping your money for yourself, not supporting charitable causes. And he says, if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. In other words, if you aren't generous with God, God will not be generous with you. On the other hand, he says, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So, in other words, if you are able to support God's work and you do so in a generous way, God will be generous with you. He will give you a reward. And one of the things that Paul elsewhere stresses is that reward will be something you'll have not just in this life, but in the next life as well. So by supporting God's work in this life, you can arrange for an award, for a reward that you will be able to enjoy for all eternity. So please do give us a call, get that reward, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We're going to be coming up on a break in just a few minutes, and so it'll be a great time to call. We currently have 12 of our Catholic Answers colleagues just waiting to take your call, so you'll get through quickly and easily. The number is 888-291-8000.
Long way to go to use up that 20,000, so a perfect opportunity to call when all these lines are available. Maybe you want to start that new monthly pledge, which essentially is being tripled right now when you call. And I don't know how long that will go on is until we've used up the 20,000 for this hour. 888-291-8000. Back to the phones I go. Go to Ohio now. Maddie listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM satellite radio. Maddie, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Well, how are you doing today, guys?
Very well. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. My question has to do with the Immaculate Conception. I might just have some misunderstandings on it. I mean, doesn't the Immaculate Conception negate Mary's, you know, humanity? Like, the fact that she wasn't born with original sin means that she wasn't supposed to die anyway, but she gets assumed into heaven because, you know, the Dormition and the Assumption of the Theotokos is coming up soon. So, you know, I just have some misunderstandings of what, you know, the Immaculate Conception's supposed to be.
Okay, so the Immaculate Conception does not negate Mary's humanity. One day, all of us. So, what the Immaculate Conception means is that at the time of her conception, Mary was immaculate. Immaculate is a word; it comes to us from Latin, and it means stainless. So, she did not have the stain of original sin. And one day, God will render all of us immaculate. If we die in His friendship, we're going to be perfect in heaven. We may need to go through purgatory first to get cleaned up, but we're going to be perfect in the next life. So we will all be immaculate. Furthermore, Scripture records that our first parents, Adam and Eve, they were immaculate too before they fell. So being immaculate has nothing to do with whether or not one is human. In terms of death, well, one of the things that that St. Thomas Aquinas points out is that every natural system will run down and break down over time unless it's supported by grace. And our original parents could have had immortality if they had remained in the garden and been able to eat the fruit of the tree of life. They would have been able to continue living. But without that fruit, it was natural for them to die. Well, Jesus also died. He was killed on a cross. And the common opinion among theologians is that Mary also died. That's not church teaching, but it is a common opinion. And if Mary is in a non-glorified state, then she would be subject to the same kind of forces that would naturally lead to death anyway, unless she was propped up by a special grace. And so even a person who is free of all stain of sin can die, as the illustration of Jesus shows us. But whether or not Mary did die before being assumed, that's something that is commonly taught, but is not a matter of church teaching. And it's also not directly related to the fact that she was conceived immaculate.
Maddie, thanks. Got to leave it there. Got a few seconds left before we got to take a hard break to ask folks to, now, as Jimmy said, we're going to the break. Perfect time to pick up the phone and call. 16 lines open right now. $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour, and matched again if you start a new monthly pledge. 888-291-8000. Please take advantage of these next few minutes where they can get you in and done in about 90 seconds, 2 minutes. 888-291-8000. Lots and lots of lines open. Perfect time to call. Also, go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Just want to remind you that everything, whether you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or pick up that phone line and call 888-291-8000, it all goes to the same matches. We need your help now. We've got a $20,000 match to use up.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. It's open forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Your calls welcome for Jimmy, whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're Christian or not. If you've got a question you'd like to ask, maybe about the Catholic faith, maybe about religion more generally, maybe it's a moral, philosophical, even scientific question. 888-318-7884. Also, we are raising some funds right now, and that number, 888-291-8000.
And we've been hearing from folks who have been calling in and generously supporting the ministry. Want to say thank you to Patricia from Washington, who has donated $5,000. Also, Ramona from Maryland, who's donated $2,000. And last night, Jeff from Florida donated $1,000. So we very much appreciate those gifts. Welcome to the President's Club, and in Patricia's case, the Founders Circle. Your dollar really helps us keep the message going out. You know, can't stop the signal, or at least don't want to stop the signal. So we do need your support, and donations of every level are needed, and from everywhere in the world. You know, most of our listeners are in North America. but not all of them. And so if you're in another country, by all means, please do support the program. We are not supported by the government. We are not supported by the church. We have to do all of our own fundraising. And so from wherever you are in the world, and we'd love to hear from some additional places, you can donate to the program by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Once again, that's CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You don't have to be a Norte Americano in order to be able to support us. So please do from wherever you are here on God's good earth.
Norte Americano sounds like something you get at Starbucks. I don't know. I don't know how to order there, but 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. As Jimmy said, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com anywhere in the world. Let me just tell you where we are. We have 20 of our colleagues ready to take your calls. 10 of them are on calls right now. So you figure out, is that half full or half empty? That's up to you to decide. But I'm going to go back to the phones and give you a chance to call. Remember, just two things, that $20,000 match, which I'm going to be honest with you right now, I'm trying to figure out whether we have used it or not. So I don't know, but I think that there's a good amount left on that. But there's also the second match, which is every new monthly pledge is getting a second match. So your money could be tripled right now with a new monthly pledge. 888-291-8000. Going to Levi now in Ohio, watching on YouTube. Levi, are you there with us?
Yes.
Well, hello, Levi. How old are you?
I'm 9.
Is this your first time calling us?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you called. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Aiken.
When in the book Genesis, when God was creating the world, he never mentioned dinosaurs.
You faded on us a little bit, but it sounded like you said in the book of Genesis, when God created the world, it doesn't mention the creation of dinosaurs. Is that what you said, Levi?
Yes.
Okay, and so you want to know why the dinosaurs are not mentioned there?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So, So Genesis chapter 1, which contains a creation narrative, doesn't try to give us a list of every single animal that God made. It indicates he made all of the animals that are real, but it doesn't try to name every species. So it like doesn't name tigers, it doesn't name wolves, it doesn't name bears and things like that. Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but what it does do is it names general categories of animals. And so on the fifth day of creation week, it says that God made the birds, which are animals that live in the air, and even if they nest in trees, you know, they fly around in the air. And it also says that on that day he made fish, which are animals that live in water. Then on the sixth day, it says God made all of the land animals. And so dinosaurs were land animals, and so they would go in that category. They would have been made on the sixth day. Now, something that the church teaches is that this creation week is not really meant to give us a chronology. It's not meant to tell us exactly when God did all these things. He really did make all of the animals that have ever existed, but the dinosaurs we know from science lived a long time before human beings. And that means that the human author of Genesis probably didn't know about them, because there were no dinosaurs in human times. And so that's another reason, even though the dinosaurs were land animals and they would have gone in that category, the human author probably didn't know about them. Although he may have known a little bit about them, because dinosaur bones have been in the ground for millions of years and people have been finding them. And in fact, there were that we have reports from the ancient world of people finding dinosaur bones. In fact, for example, St. Augustine talks about how he once saw a gigantic tooth. And other people found dinosaur bones too. And so they reasoned, even though these animals aren't around now, there must have once been very large, big animals. And sometimes they gave them names. And in the Bible, there are two kind of fearsome monsters that are mentioned. They're called Leviathan and Behemoth. And one possibility is that Leviathan and Behemoth were what God's people in the ancient world figured out based on dinosaur bones that they found. So that the basis of Leviathan and Behemoth, the two big monsters that we have mentioned, could actually have been dinosaur bones that the ancient Jewish people found.
Levi, what a great question. Bible questions, dinosaur questions, perfect combination. We love when we get those. I hope that you'll call again. It was very nice to get that call from you. Jimmy, I just wanted to tell you, I just got a note. A fellow named Mark in Encino, California, wanted to say hello to Jimmy. He was happy to donate monthly, knowing it's being tripled. So thanks very much, Mark, for that.
Indeed. Thank you. And thank you for saying hello.
Our number, in order to get in on those lines where we've got our colleagues waiting to take your call so you can support this program, help us stay on the air for the next 3 months, is 888-291-8000. Two matches right now, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match and a second match on any new monthly pledges. Please take advantage of those and give us your help, 888-291-8000. We figure that in order to do what we do, producing all the video that we produce, including all the editing that has to happen and put things on all the various websites that we use. We try to get out through TikTok. We, of course, are on the radio and the internet and the apps and all that. We figure that costs, with all the people that it takes to do that, all the equipment, all the energy, it takes about $225,000 every 3 months to do that. So that's what we are on a quest to do, is to raise that funding for the next 3 months. It would be a tiny fraction of what a secular media outfit would use, but we're able to do it for $225,000, and we need your help right now.
And just to give you an update on the hourly match we have for this hour, which is $20,000, we're, based on the best figures that I have, we're a little more than halfway through the show now, and we're also a little more than halfway towards making that $20,000 match. So we do need to hear from you if we're going to stay on course to make the $20,000 match by the end of the hour. So please do give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, and we have a bunch of open lines for you. We've got 13 of our fellow employees who are just sitting at their desks waiting to take your call right now.
888-291-8000. Back to the other phones we go. Kearney in Nashville, Tennessee, listening on Catholic.com. Kearney, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. I am calling about sort of the fall of Satan. I feel like my understanding of our theology is that it's important to know or to believe that sin entered the world through Adam and Eve and through the temptation of Satan. But what I don't quite understand is, if Satan was created by God and perfectly in union with God prior to sin, then why would his pride exist, or why would he ever choose not God, even with his free will? So, yeah.
No, thank you, Kearney.
Okay, there's an element of mystery here. Now, in the case of both humans and angels, God gave us both free will. So we both had the ability to choose either for God or against God. And that means that even though, in fact, it was the devil that tempted our first parents into sinning, that didn't have to happen. They could have sinned without Satan tempting them. In that case, the temptation would have, or the decision would have been theirs in the absence of Satan putting a temptation on them, and it would have been less likely that they would have fallen, but it still would have been possible. And in the same way, God gave angels free will, and that involved, just like it did with us, it involved what theologians sometimes call a probationary period, or a period of testing. And in that state, it may have been the case, and we don't really know this because we're not told about the fall of the angels. We're told that it happened, but we're not told how it happened. So we have to be comfortable with a little bit of uncertainty here, with a little bit of mystery. But it's possible that just like Adam and Eve would have been united with God in immortality if they had passed their probation. It could be that the angels would have been further united with God if they passed their probation. And that did happen for the good angels, but for the angels that chose against him, it did not. And so it's possible that they were not fully united with God. They had the opportunity of becoming fully united with God, just like we do, but there obviously was room for them to misuse their free will, and some of them did. Exactly the psychological dynamics of that, you know, and what happened are difficult to understand, in part because sin is irrational. It is never a good idea to sin, but people do it anyway. And so we can judge, we can have some insights based on our own temptations and, you know, what experiencing temptation is like, but that's harder to apply to an angel, because a lot of our human temptations are based on our bodies. You know, we have a desire to eat too much or a desire to have too much physical pleasure. And angels don't have bodies, so they don't have sensations. They don't have temptations in the form of bodily sensations, but they must have something that would move them to consider rejecting God, and some of them did. But ultimately here we're dealing with a mystery and we can only know so much about it because only so much has been revealed to us.
Kearney, thank you very much for that question. Very much appreciate it. We're going to take a very quick break. Before we do, I'll remind you, we are in the midst now, almost at the halfway point, just a few minutes from the halfway point of our August pledge drive. We do these pledge drives each quarter to make sure that we are fully funded to continue providing this programming and other programming for the next 3 months. Right now, we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match on the line, and we got a second match. If you start a new monthly pledge, that would triple your pledge. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. We still got some money to use up, several thousand dollars left in order to reach that $20,000 dollar for dollar match right now. And here's the news. We're coming near the end of the hour, and we have 16 of our colleagues on the line, just two on actual calls, 16 of them ready to take calls, just two on actual calls. Could you call and support us right now? Generally speaking, it gets very busy on the last day. That's just human nature. We're procrastinators. I know that I'm a procrastinator, and many people are. So now would be a perfect time. If you could help us, then we'll have lots of lines open tomorrow, 888-291-8000.
And also, you know, something that happened yesterday, Cy Kellett, was we had a gentleman call in who was asking about how, you know, how he could call in to support the show. And then when he asked his question, he said, by the way, I'm a Protestant. And what that shows is the fact, it shows several things. One of them is that we're not just talking inside our own Catholic bubble here. We're reaching other people. And so we're evangelizing. And by supporting the show, you are doing the work of evangelization. You're helping the message not only reach fallen away Catholics and Catholics who are wavering, we're also helping it to reach non-Catholics. And we get messages all the time from people who say they've come into the church or are coming into the church or have come back to the church or refrained from leaving the church because they were listening to the program and all of the good information they got. It also shows that our non-Catholic friends can see enough value in the program that they want to support it. And that's awesome. So if you're a non-Catholic listening to the show and you see value in the program, please do support it and help it keep staying on the air and keeping reaching you and other people with this information. The number to call is 888 888- 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, whether you're Catholic or not. And if you are Catholic, let the fact that Protestants are supporting the show be a challenge to you. And there are others too, you know, Orthodox and Anglicans. We have people supporting the show from a variety of different faith perspectives. And so if you're a Catholic, ask yourself, if they see enough value in the show to support it, maybe I should too. You know, take that as a challenge to yourself. And the number to call again is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And back to the other phones we go. We keep doing our regular work, allowing Jimmy to answer questions about the Catholic faith, or actually just about anything. Let us go to San Antonio, Texas now. Stephen in San Antonio, listening on 89.7 FM. Stephen, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Okay. My question is this. You mentioned this a little earlier in the show about Paul saying, you know, if you're generous with God, he'll be generous with you. And mm-hmm. talking about giving in the church. Well, my question is this. What is the standard of measurement that he's using to judge us as a generous person towards him? And I'll give you an example. In the Old Testament, it was the tithe. He said in Malachi, you know, if you tithe, I'll be generous back. I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing to you. So that was his standard of measurement, where he saw them as generous. And since Paul's saying there's two categories he's going to put us in, generous or stingy, and he's going to bless us accordingly. So I was wondering, is the standard of measurement, is it still the tithe, or is it something else? Or because if we don't meet it, he's going to put us in the stingy category.
Well, okay, that's the first thing I'd say is actually Paul is using these two categories as exemplars, as examples, but really there's a spectrum there. So it's not like you're going to be either in the naughty or nice camp. There's a spectrum between of stinginess. Some people are really stingy. Some people are just ordinary stingy. Some people are a little bit stingy. Some people are dead in the middle. Some people are a little bit generous. Some people are just are quite generous, and some people are very generous. So even though Paul only names these two categories for indicating the principle that's involved here, there's actually a spectrum. In terms of evaluating that spectrum, well, you're right. In the Old Testament, God did use a tithe or a tenth. That's what the word tithe means. It means 10% of something. He did use that as a standard to regulate the giving lives of ancient Hebrews, but that was not something that falls directly out of the moral law. It's something that he gave the Israelites to regulate their society, but it doesn't apply to us today because it's one of the ritual requirements of the Mosaic Law, and the ritual requirements don't apply to us today. Instead, the standard is going to be based on each individual. And so it's really relative. What counts as generous for you is going to depend on your own situation and what you can afford. You know, we all need to use money we need to use it wisely. We need to use it prudently. But we also need to use it generously. And what exactly is going to count as generous is going to vary by individual. This is something that Jesus illustrates in the Gospel of Mark, where he sees the woman who is very poor, who comes up to the treasury in the temple, and she puts in two lepta. A lepton was a very small copper coin. It had very little worth. But even though she only put in two lepta, since she was a poor woman herself, Jesus said she put in more than all the other people, including people who had been throwing in objectively large sums of money. So what counts as generous is really going to depend on you and your financial circumstances, and it's something that you would have a much better sense of than I would, but it's going to generosity and stinginess are on a spectrum, so you don't need to worry about, well, exactly which category am I going to go in. Just do your best. Be generous, and God will be generous with you in proportion.
And thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. I hope we'll get to talk again, Stephen. Right now, I just got to go back to letting people know we are coming up right now within a few minutes of the halfway mark of our August pledge drive. It costs $225,000 every 3 months to do all the things that we do here at Catholic Answers to get the media out to folks. And we right now, at virtually the halfway mark, have raised $75,000 of that $225,000. Now, we know that many people, including me, maybe you, are procrastinators. And so the third day is the day where a lot of people will go, oh, I got to do it today. So we're not in a worried place that we're one third of the way there when we're half done with our time. But it does give us a sense that we need your help right now. So if you haven't picked up the phone and called, take advantage of the matching money. Ask about the matching money when you call. They'll let you know. The number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. You can also go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I always forget about the text in people, but if you're one of those who lives by the text, just text the word Catholic to 24365, because that's how often we're sharing the good news here at Catholic Answers, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So you just text the word Catholic to 24365 and you can make your pledge there.
Want to do another call before the inside?
Yeah, sure. Let's see who I've got. I got Frank in North Louisiana listening to EWTN on channel 130, Sirius XM satellite radio. Frank, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Good afternoon, sir. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Frank.
We get in the scripture and also are taught from the pulpit that we are to offer our sufferings to join them to the sufferings of Christ. I'm having that opportunity now, but I'm struggling with how you do it effectively. I know you can say a prayer and say, Lord, I offer this to you. I'm not bitter about it. I accept it, that sort of thing. But what graces flow? Why is it a good thing to do? How does it work? St. Paul said he had to fill up the sufferings of Christ with his own. So I'm just struggling with what it means really to join that.
So one of the things that we see in Scripture is that God can use suffering to bring about good. In fact, we're taught that God would not allow any suffering to occur if he wasn't going to bring some good out of it. And the greatest example of that is the death of his son brought about the salvation of the world. So Jesus' suffering redeemed all of us and made eternal life and eternal salvation possible for all of us. So St. Paul, in his case, he's talking about his travels, because traveling in the ancient world involved suffering, and he experienced persecution when he went places, and he was willing to undertake that suffering for the sake of bringing the message of the gospel to other people. Now, in our lives, when we encounter suffering, as you say, we can simply say a prayer and say, Lord, I'm experiencing this suffering. Please bring good out of it. Please unite it to your own sufferings and bring good out of it. And if I please you and how I handle this suffering, please bless me, or please bless these people I'm naming. There's really not a single way that it happens, but what it involves is trusting that God will use our sufferings in a way to bring about good in the world. And beyond that, it's simply a matter of making requests to God, saying, please use this for good. Please bless me, or please bless these other people, and then leaving it in God's hands.
I'm sorry about the suffering that you're going through, Frank, but God bless you for that beautiful question, and I hope that that was helpful to you. We're down to the last couple minutes of this program. The phone lines will stay open during the break while we're waiting for Tim Staples to get here. If you're on the line waiting to ask a question, go ahead and stay on the line. Tim's going to be here, and we'll continue answering questions. I thought we got to answer a lot of questions this hour and raise some money, but we have a ways to go. So maybe storm those phones right now, 888-291-8000.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to miss anything at this point. We have 9 people who are just at their desks waiting to take your call. I'll give you their names. Christine, Claire, Drew, Eric, Imelda, John, Nathaniel, Peggy, and Siobhan are all our colleagues here at Catholic Answers who are just waiting to take your call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We won't have time to answer any more questions this hour, so you will not miss anything. That makes this the ideal time to call. call. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Just remember, in keeping with the principle that we were talking about earlier, including with a caller, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So give us a call, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000.
You can hear that music playing, so you know it's the perfect time to dial 888-291-8000. You can go on CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All of the matches apply on the CatholicAnswersRadio.com site just as they would on a phone call. You can text right now. Just text the word Catholic to 24365, and you will be connected with a way to make your pledge. We're in need of your help right now. I'll give a little report on the match and where we are in the overall drive right after this when we have Tim with us. Jimmy, thanks for a very great hour. We'll see you tomorrow.
My pleasure, Psych Helen.
Right back with more Open Forum with Tim Staples right after this.